Greetings, Ridgeline Community Church families. We are so glad you have taken time out of your day to listen to the Ridgeline Family Podcast. This week's podcast is for the week of September 2nd through the 7th, and this is our first podcast for Ridgeline Family Ministries. You can expect a new episode each week during the school year. The purpose of this weekly podcast is to give you what you need to know on the go regarding children's and student ministries of Ridgeline Community Church. We will share important events coming up, things your kids and students are learning, fun interactive elements, and most importantly, helpful tools and tips to equip you as parents to intentionally disciple your own kids and students as followers of Christ for the glory of God. Now, let's get started. Here are the activities taking place this week, as well as other events further down the road we'd like you to know about. For children's ministry, Awana begins this Wednesday, September 3rd at Ridgeline from 6 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. If you're interested in either getting your kids registered or serving, reach out to Carolyn Keeler at carolyn.keeler@ridgelinecc.org via email. The 5th and 6th grade girls' Bible study is this Friday, September 5th at Ridgeline from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The 5th and 6th grade boys have a Bible study as well that will be meeting the following Friday. This Sunday at Ridgeline, the kindergarten through 4th grade will be learning about the 10 commandments in their class, while the 5th through 6th grade class will be learning about Jacob and Esau. The 5th and 6th grade class meet only during the 9 a.m. service on Sundays. For Ridge One Student Ministry, this Wednesday, September 3rd is one night, and it will be cereal night. Middle and high school students, bring your favorite cereal to share, as we'll have games, an extended time of fellowship, and an encouraging message. The student fall retreat is happening October 10th through the 12th at Sky Ranch in Westcliff, Colorado. This retreat is for middle and high school students only, and the cost is $175 per person. You can learn more and register for this event by visiting the events page of the church website. This Sunday, the middle and high school students begin a new sermon series, which will follow what Pastor Chris will be teaching in the main services. This week, the students will cover the doctrine of God. Both middle and high school meet in the church basement during the 9 a.m. service. For this week's Word of the Week contest, the word of the week is fall. Email that word to greg.heredia@ridgelinecc.org to enter a contest to win a $10 gift card to Coffee 33. All entries must be received before Wednesday, September 3rd at 3 p.m. to be eligible for the prize. Each week in the podcast, we'll have an equipping segment to help encourage you as parents as you walk in the call to disciple your kids the Lord has given. This week, we'll listen to the encouragement segment from the Parent Equip Night that took place Sunday, August 24th, 2025. So let's go and get started. First off, as it comes in regard to parenting, I think we always could use some encouragements. And I just want to encourage you as parents, being the main disciplers of your kids, just with a few things. First off, realizing that the students and the kids that you have, that God has given them to you and he has not given them to anyone else. And what we mean by this is that there's a real rich, deep theological reality when it comes to the kids that God has given to us, in that God didn't do it by accident or by chance or by some random act, but he intentionally gave the kids that are ours to us, which in turn really belong to the Lord. And so because of that, And I'm not discouraging like looking at outside resources to help us in our parenting and discipling of our kids, but you as the parent or guardian are going to have the best thoughts and ideas about how to best parent and disciple your child because God has given you that child in His sovereign plan. Once again, it's not a mistake. God has given them to you. And for you to have confidence in that, that God didn't give them to someone else, even maybe at times you feel like maybe God should have given them to someone else because maybe someone else could do a better job. No, God, He is trusting you with those specific kids. And just take comfort in that. I think that's a real comfort. It also, it's pretty heavy too, and a great task that God has called us to. But just take, you know, be encouraged by that, but the reality that God has given you these kids. And with that, while He has given you these specific kids, know too that you are not alone in this endeavor of parenting, discipling students, kids, to glorify the Lord, but that it takes a community or it takes a village. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you can farm out all of your own responsibility to disciple and parent your children to someone else, but you really are the gatekeeper as the parent, that you determine what people have what say into your kids' lives. But the reality is it does take a community, and it's important to be in spaces where you are in community with other people that are like-minded, that are raising children in a similar way. But as you take that responsibility, that onus, and that encouragement that God has entrusted these kids to you, that you also realize that this isn't a Lone Ranger type of thing where I just am secluded with my kids and my family and I am the only one discipling them, I'm the only one pouring into them, that no, it takes a community and that we have the humility to allow other people to speak into our kids' lives. And last thing I want to encourage you with is identifying the goal in disciple making. This is really tricky. I'm going to do my best to try to be clear on this because I don't want you to hear that raising kids to be followers of Christ is not our goal. That most certainly is. But for us in our parenting, in our discipling of our kids, the main goal is faithful obedience to the Lord. Now, when we just follow that line of progression, faithful obedience to the Lord will result in good godly parenting and discipling of our kids. And the hope and the desire is that that is a huge catalyst that will then cause them when they're older to follow the Lord on their own. But we need to identify that the goal in parenting and this disciple making is faithful obedience to the Lord. Because I'll tell you what, I know parents who I've observed and I've seen that love the Lord dearly, that have been faithfully obedient to the Lord in their parenting and their discipling of their kids, but their kids are no longer following the Lord. And so I don't think that we can call those parents' faithful obedience failure simply because their child has chosen to not follow the Lord. And then on the flip side, we've also seen it where there are kids that are just on fire for the Lord, people that are on fire for the Lord, and they come from homes that want nothing to do with Jesus. So, and that goes back to the reminder of God's sovereignty in the midst of all this. But for us in our parenting, it's really important that we understand that faithful obedience is the goal. Because if the primary main goal is for my kid just to end up a certain way, and then my kid doesn't end up that certain way, then I would have classified myself as a failure. But if you were faithfully obedient, you can't fail in obedience. And so that's why it's so important for us to keep that in mind, that we're doing this because we long to be faithfully obedient to the Lord, because He has poured out His love upon us. And so we want to love Him in return. And the way that He calls us to love Him in return is that faithful obedience. And man, we most certainly hope and pray that our kids, when they get older, that they do follow the Lord. Just some encouragements as we think about parenting and discipling our kids. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast of the Ridgeline Family Podcast, as we seek to help inform and equip families in their discipleship journey of their kids. To learn more about this ministry, as well as what else God is doing at Ridgeline, visit our website at www.ridgelinecc.org. Have a great week, and God bless.